Hello, this is 5 minutes with the prophetess, the finished work of Christ, episode 759, and let's go for our golden scripture from what we call the gold, and that is 1 Corinthians 15 from verse 1. And by now I'm sure that you are able to see it offhand of the cuff. It says, "Moreover, brethren, I declare unto you the gospel which I preached unto you, which also you received, and wherein ye stand, by which also you saved, if you keep in memory what I preached unto you, unless you believed in vain." And I always pause here, say, "You've not believed in vain, because you believe in the resurrection from the dead." Then he continues, "For I delivered unto you first of all that which I also received, how that Christ died for our sins according to the scriptures." So we've been talking about the death of Christ. We've talked about the physical events that led to the death. We are not the revelatory, and we are in Proverbs 4:20 that says, "My son, daughters inclusive, pay attention to my word." And I've already done a lot of things concerning that, how you can pay attention to God's word by making God's word your priority. So we went to Mark 11, where we saw Jesus with the disciples, and he saw a fig tree, was hungry, went there. There were no figs, although there were leaves, and he cursed it, because that was a pivot in Israel. The figs came before the leaves, and so all simultaneously. So if he saw the leaves there, how should have been figs there? And he's the creator, and he could bring it into could judge it and say, no, you didn't do it. That's not the way I created you. So now, the following day, when we spoke to the fig tree, he said, "No man eats fruit of you now, hereafter, or forever." And the following day, we're coming back. Then Peter drew the attention of Jesus. Listen, master, the fig tree that you cursed is dead, and we have treated that. Why? When you read Matthew 21 from verse 18, you will see that there is said that the fig tree dried up immediately. And then look, Mark 11 says that the following day, and I said to you, Matthew was saying that the fig tree died from the roots. So there was a down there and up there, and you could not see what was down there, but he saw what was done, said the fig tree died from the roots. And so the following day, the whole thing, it took 24 hours for the thing to manifest. Good. So today, I'm stressing again that when they came back to Jesus and they said, Master, the fig tree that you cursed is dead, then Jesus said something profound in Mark 11, 23. He said, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and shall not doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have whatsoever he saith." So three saith. And I said the reason why it was so was because Jesus was handing over the keys to miracles to you. Listen again. Jesus was handing over the keys of miracles to you. He knew that you would want to. Won't you want that you speak and things are done, that you say and it is fulfilled? Wouldn't you like that? He didn't add salt. He didn't add pepper. He didn't take machetes to cut down. No saw. Nothing worse did the thing. So he is handing over the keys of miracles to you and saying, "My dear, this is the way to do it." You will speak. And when you speak, they will happen. And this is what to do about what to speak, to say. It's interesting, very, very interesting, but unfortunately, somebody is also says, "What's the meaning of that? What's the power of words?" I don't understand. And this Mark thing, I don't know. This cursing of the fig tree, that's for me. I don't know whether I want to be part of it. Maybe this is the first time you're even listening to me. Say, "Me, I'm not interested in anything that's got to do with, you know, all these you speak and then it happens, and you speak and then it happens." Listen, even now in our present world, there are people who go to their homes and they speak to their doors and their doors open. They speak to their TV and their TV comes on. I know of a story of a TV, a huge TV, I mean, explicitly beautiful. When you see it, you will know that you are seeing something out of this world. And some thieves went to steal it. Now, when they went to steal it, they said that they were caught. When they were arrested, they said, okay, this TV, put it on. If you say it's yours. In fact, when they were caught, the owner himself came there and said to them that if you know that this is your TV, then put it on. And they tried. They could not put on the TV. Do you know that the man, after they had tried, the thieves had finished, the man said, he said, hold on. They are switched on. The TV was plugged in. Then he spoke his name. When he spoke his name, boom, the TV came on. Can you imagine? So that is what we're talking about. Even in our time and in our world, there are things that are responding to words. Human beings have created things like, how can you say that you will not listen? Then you have to cut out this scripture from the Bible. And if you cut it out, it means that you don't have the Bible again. Oh, you are so blessed. I know that there are people here who want to speak and see it done. Do I have it? Oh, yes. You are so blessed. Please come back for more.